Good afternoon, Miles.
Well, Dermot, you're the defending champions in the Oscar Trainer Trophy competition, and you've advanced another stage after your victory against Galway yesterday.
Yeah, Miles, tough game in Tyrone Park yesterday. I have to say we were superb in the first half. Laid the basis for victory. We led 2-0 at half time. Got off to a poor start in the second half and go away a lot of soft goal from our point of view. Made it 2-1, 5 minutes into the second half, and had a real battle on our hands against a very strong physical Galway side. But very glad to get over the line and advance the semi-finals again.
Yeah, I suppose they say this 2-0 lead is a dangerous one. If the opposition come back, it leaves it very nervy towards the end.
Yeah, well, that is pretty much the story of the second half, all right, although we did point out to the players at half-time that in their previous game, Galway had actually came from 3-0 down to salvage a 3-all draw and get the point that they needed to get into the quarter-finals. And we had one or two hairy moments, but thankfully not too many. At the other end, we had chances on the break, but it was just poor decision-making in the final third of the field that prevented us maybe getting a third goal, you know.
Away from home and defeating Galway, that's just not a bad result. I suppose you'd have been happy with a replay back in Donegal.
Well, it's good to finish, Miles. All these cup competitions are interleague competitions are good to finish. So, we're absolutely delighted to get the one. It was a really, really tough game down there. And Galway, Gareth Gorman's in charge of Galway, and put a lot of effort into preparing them this year, and they were very disappointed that they were defeated.
Did they have any former, maybe, League of Ireland players involved?
They're unaware now of the calibre the players are, but the ones that out certainly done the league proud and played very hard and pushed us all the way.
Yeah, you'd expect a league like Galway to be quite strong.
Oh, you would, yeah. Like, I mean, and they were strong, you know. They put it under the couch for periods in the game, but I felt, especially in the first half, we were really, really good in the first half. Moved the ball very quickly, high tempo, and they couldn't actually get near us. But in the second half now, the close was down much quicker, and maybe we were just deliberating on the ball too much and taking the wrong options a couple of times. We put ourselves in trouble. But again, say thankfully we held out and were through the semi-final.
You have a good settled side. Is that the team that you played yesterday?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we made a number of changes for the Cavan-Monaghan game when we were away in the last game in the group. We were qualified at that stage anyway, so there's an opportunity gives players in the squad a run out at interleague level and see how they're done. But, you know, we went back probably to what most people would say would be our strongest 11, or starting 11. But we introduced three subs during the course of the game yesterday, and they certainly stake the claim for the next day as well.
Well, it's not the way you like it, I'm sure. It's a bit of a headache for the manager, but at the same time, it's good to have the players available.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, we're operating with an extended squad, Miles. We have 25 players in the squad, and you know, we had a get together on Friday night, and there was 23 of them there, and the other two were injured. So it shows a level of interest and a level of commitment in representing the league team. So it does give you a headache, and you can only select 18 or 20 to talk out on the day. But you know, they've all bought into it, and we're grateful that they have.
I heard you mention that you had a number of good quality friendlies beforehand, so I'm sure that stood to you.
Yeah, that's the road we went down the last 2 years, rather than trying to get the players in and do countless sessions. And to be honest, Miles, it's not our job to get them fit, to get their fitness levels up at the club. When we get them in at league level, it's looking to get into a pattern of play and that they know, and maybe might be slightly different from what they're used to at club level. And you know, the fitness levels of the boys individually is quite good, and we just decided that high tempo friendlies would serve us well and get us playing the type of football that we want to play.
Yeah, it seems to be working well. Obviously, to play a high tempo game, you need the fitness, so I presume that's there already.
Yeah, well, that's that. Like, I mean, we played Harps. You know, I know they were at the start of their pre-season, and then we played Derry Select, and then we played the Harps on their 19. And all three of those games, you know, there was good as two or three training sessions for the players. You know, good high-tempo games, good quality opposition. We like to move the ball and keep it on the ground. And, you know, that helps us as well.
So do you know when your next game is?
No, we'll have to get on to the Leinster Senior League now and try and get a date now that both of us can agree on for the semi-final. But I'd imagine it'll be in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
And have you any preferences to when you play it?
Not really, no. Just as long as we can agree a date on it. And, you know, we have home advantage, which is all you can ask for. And, you know, we're happy enough to entertain anybody in McGinn and see where we can take it there.